Britain's Conservative Party is suffering from an image problem, a big one. It's been known for centuries as the Tory Party, but now it's also called the Nasty Party. And new leader David Cameron is trying to do something about it. He calls it the detoxification of the Conservatives, an effort to make them more likable and electable. NPR's Rob Gifford has been asking whether this strategy will work in time for a general election that's expected just a few months from now.
The big thing about Tony Blair was that he moved the Labour Party from the left of British politics to the centre. Having lost three successive elections to Blair, the new-look Conservative Party has tried to do the same from the right towards the centre. David Cameron made that clear the moment he became the new Tory leader.
I said, when I launched my campaign, that we needed to change in order to win. Now that I've won, we will change. To give to this country a modern, compassionate conservatism that is right for our times and right for our country.
The playing out of that promise can be seen in a local government office in the leafy Conservative stronghold of Tunbridge Wells in the stockbroker belt south of London. Conservative council leader Roy Bullock is a friendly man with a handlebar moustache who looks traditionally conservative but doesn't sound so traditional in what he says.
I think you've got to accept that society has changed. I've got a daughter who's a single parent. Now, just within my family, there are differences that of social change. And therefore, it is sometimes difficult to accept that that is a norm for today. But that doesn't say all single parents are bad, that all gays are bad, etc., etc.
It may be safe to speculate that Conservative council leaders with handlebar moustaches in Tunbridge Wells in decades past have not traditionally spoken quite so sympathetically about single mothers or black people or gays as Roy Bullock now does.
You can say, I don't understand why they are gay, but they are, and therefore you accept it. And we have people in the party who are gay, who work very hard for us, and we accept them because that is part of the structure of humanity in this country. You can't just discard it and say, we're conservatives, we don't believe in that.
But however much the Conservatives under David Cameron modernise and move towards the centre, one thing always comes back to haunt the Tory leader: class. There are plenty of people who think that Cameron, educated at Eton and Oxford, is simply too posh to represent them.
They certainly think of David Cameron as a toffee-nosed, conceited, silver spoon-in-the-mouth man, certainly.
41-year-old Phil Atherton sits in the bar of the Working Men's Club in the northeastern town of Consett.
There is no more support for the Conservative Party than ever. The main thing to talk about is the marked antipathy or disillusionment with the Labour Party as such.
Atherton says many people here feel betrayed by the Labour Party, which has not delivered the jobs it promised. But perhaps most worrying for David Cameron is that voters are not shifting to the Conservatives, but to the far-right British National Party, which has moved into the space on the right wing that the Conservatives have vacated. The BNP opposes immigration, a popular stance among white working-class Britons like Stephen Douglas and David Smith.
I would board BNP, British National Party. At the end of the day, this is England, so why is English people not getting jobs because of foreigners?
Not Conservative, I wouldn't vote Labour either. I probably would vote BNP, and I do think they're a bit too extreme, but I think the Labour and the Conservative both need a shock.
Most analysts still think David Cameron and the new-look Conservatives probably will just about gain a majority in the upcoming election. But it won't be the landslide that Tony Blair achieved in 1997. And clearly, Cameron himself still has some work to do to fully transform the image of the Conservative Party. Rob Gifford, NPR News.